Hello, my friends, and welcome to Backable. This week, TK explores how to promote and manage positive change in your business and life. Drawing together concepts we've discussed in earlier episodes, such as your minimum viable performance and the power of vulnerability, TK outlines an approach that will not only make change easier to implement, but provide the mechanism to allow others to help along the way and the mindset to be kind to yourself during times of change.
One of the things that I enjoy most over the last few years has been being invited to different entrepreneurial groups to facilitate conversations. People get interested in about what we've been doing in our company, interested in the podcast, interested in a whole lot of different things. And so from time to time, I get invited into these groups of entrepreneurs who've been, you know, meet up every couple of weeks, every couple of months, and it's a close support network that they've built. And we go in there and we start conversations that provoke thinking or provoke, I guess, the status quo. Now, it's obviously been an interesting couple of years. It's already getting to a couple of years with COVID and some of the things that were happening. And this particular group that we were talking to last week was a group that had been meeting up, I think, for over 4 or 5 years now. And they're really familiar with each other. They know each other really well. They catch up very regularly. And it's a really nice network for them all. They bounce ideas, talk about some of the challenges they're having in the business. Their businesses are in a bracket of anywhere between $500,000 turnover to, I think the biggest one's probably doing 20 or 30 million. So there's a really nice cross-section of personalities, people, and businesses going through different stages. And one of the things that they'd been using as their theme over the last 12 months is the theme of vulnerability. They wanted to create an environment where they could speak openly to each other or express how they were going during what's been a pretty difficult time for a lot of businesses around the world. And I really like this idea of vulnerability and what that means, because I think for many people, vulnerability as an initial idea comes from some form of potential weakness, where for those who really understand this idea of being vulnerable, it's not from a position of weakness. In fact, there's a significant strength for those who understand the true meaning of vulnerability and how and why it's so important to tap into it at different stages when you're building a business. Now, for these guys, it was a very interesting conversation. They were talking about the experiences over the last 12 months, how the pandemic has affected their businesses, the things that they were doing now. And of course, there was all the familiar, we've had to pivot, we've had to change, we had to make big changes quickly at stages. There was the uncertainty and it all piles on, and it does pile on. It has been a very, very difficult time for many businesses, and it continues to be. But the idea of this conversation, and I guess the reason that I was there, was we need to at some point draw a line in the sand. And it's not just with the pandemic, because there's still a lot of work to do. There's still a recovery phase for most businesses. And frankly, most businesses will never, ever go back to the same way of operating. We're not in that world anymore. But there's a conscious decision that needs to be made in any business leader's mind, which is, it's time to change. And I'm not talking about changing your business, even though that might be an outcome that you get to. But there's a mindset change where you have to change the operating rhythm of your life and business. It's essential that you recognize when the operating rhythm of your life is not serving you anymore. Because you can lose decades. You can lose opportunities of a lifetime. You can lose the chance of an amazing experience, an amazing memory, and an amazing change that required a big decision, but you waited to see. And being bold is a conscious decision. So this discussion that we had with these guys, and they're all very, very competent business leaders, but there was a real sense of change required, and that was we need to snap out of the mindset that protected us during a very, very difficult time. And we've all been through it. But the thing that I liked most about this conversation was because they'd had this theme of vulnerability, they spoke very much to where they were currently at and where it wasn't serving them anymore. And I think at times, and if you're sitting there running your business at the moment, you're feeling like, you know, I know things are changing, but I'm just not feeling it. I haven't quite got back to the energy I need to be at, where my business needs to be at, and frankly, where I enjoy being the owner of my business, being the leader of my business, being the leader of my life. And I think this is where the real excitement comes. Sometimes it only takes a moment to remember that you can change right now. A single sentence to the right or wrong person changes the trajectory of your life. Asking for help when you need it changes the way people can help you. Asking a question when others won't may just give you the opportunity of a lifetime. And this is really important because what you have to accept is that you're in control of what you do. Outcomes are a byproduct of the weight of decisions you make and the consistent energy in a particular place. So if you're a consistent procrastinator, most likely opportunities won't come your way the way you might want. If you're consistently putting energy into sales and growth, it's only a matter of time before you either grow or you come to the realization that what I'm doing is not working and you adjust the way you grow, but you don't stop growing. If you're in sales, sometimes you just have to think about your approach. You have to decide that what worked last year is not going to work this year. You might decide that what used to be a winning strategy needs refinement again because it was only a winning strategy during that period of time. But inherently, you know it. And this is the thing. And this was the interesting thing about this conversation, which was everybody knew it. They knew what needed to change. They knew where and how they needed to act in order to move forward now, because the energy that had served them during protection is not how they wanted to live their life. Essentially, it's just not the way forward and wouldn't get them to the results in the future. And this is important. It's important to check in with your gut. What is it telling you right now? What do you need to do right now to change gears, move forward, or accelerate down a path that's going to get you where you want to go? Because frankly, most things work. There's 1,000 different ways to the top of the hill. What doesn't work is slowing everything down to a point where it will work, but it just won't work in time for you. And so we have to think about the situation we're in, where our business may be in, the role we're playing in our business, and the state of that. And we have to ask, do I accept this illusion? Where am I building stories that reinforce where I'm at right now and why I can't change quickly? And this is very, very difficult at times because you take complete responsibility. But the magic in taking complete responsibility is you can do something about it now. You've taken back a level of control. You no longer accept that situation for you and your life, and you make the moves. And don't get me wrong, there are some pretty difficult conversations you have to have. There are some pretty difficult situations you have to navigate. Sometimes there's some untying to do of things that you've tied up. Sometimes you realize that I've invested a lot of time, energy, and effort into something I know needs to change. And then you have to make the decision around, with this new realization, am I going to beat myself up or am I going to be thankful that I had the realization and take the action to move forward? And so the exciting bit is, well, once I take back that full responsibility, once I decide that, you know what, I need to get re-excited about things. It might be work, it might be your business, it might be a relationship, whatever it is. I need to mix up my routine. I need to change my operating rhythm. I need to start putting in the effort into some of the key pillars in my life. How's your health right now? No good? Great. Start to fix it. How's my eating right now? Sloppy? Great. Start to fix it. How's my mental health right now? Not where it needs to be? Great. What helps you invigorate? What helps you get excited? Where can you be selfish in finding something that uniquely charges you? What is it for you? I meet many people that haven't thought about that for years and years because they've got other priorities, but it's an excuse. It's an excuse not to think about what charges them up, what makes them happy, because they feel selfish. I've got all these other responsibilities. I can't possibly do that. No, that's not true. You just haven't spent enough time or put in enough effort to work out how to do that or the way you can do parts of that, because sometimes you need to do small parts of it before you can get everything you want. But doing something is much better than doing nothing. So think about that in your business. Think about that in your life. What are the things that are sucking energy from you? And this was part of this conversation last week. There was a realization that spending time around people that haven't changed gears yet, they're waiting for something to happen. They're waiting for the change. They're waiting for permission to go back to an operating rhythm that they want to do, that they were doing before the pandemic. There is no permission. These are the times where you have to kickstart it yourself. How do you do these sort of things? Well, the first one is you recognize it, you accept it, and then you start to take strong, deliberate actions towards what you want to change. You need to get fitter. What's the first piece of the puzzle you can put in play right now? You need to get mentally healthier, stronger. Great. What do you need? It's going to give you that little piece of the puzzle. It doesn't matter what it is. It's only important what it is for you. And you don't have to explain to anyone. It's your life. I like to work from a point of what is my minimum acceptable performance in this area of my life? Not what's my maximum. What is the minimum acceptable performance? Not outcome, performance. I accept this as a level in which I won't beat myself up when I execute it. And that's the deal I make with myself. It might be, hey, I want to get really fit. But if I go to the gym twice this week and I've been going zero times in the last month, that is such a significant improvement. It may not be perfect, but I am kickstarted that part of my life again. And we may do a little better next week. But what's the minimum for you in a whole lot of areas? What about saving money? What's your investment portfolio look like right now? If it's zero, less than zero, the wrong sort of debt, great. What's the minimum I can start tomorrow paying that off or saving or opening an account where I know in the future I'm going to invest? Because it's these small steps you have to start, the same as it is with your business. This is a product I want to launch. Great. We don't have the resources right now. What's the minimum I could do? Maybe it's the first step, which is I'm going to lock 2 hours a week in my diary just for the further development of that product or whatever it is. But you have to start getting positive about the things that you want in your life. And you need to start putting in action that movement, that action, that idea, that allocated time, that resource, whatever it is, because you need to push down that pathway, even when it's the wrong time. You have to remove negative forces, negative people, negative energy from your life. And if the negativity is coming from people that you love, no problem. Work out how to not let it seep into your psyche. There's nothing wrong with people. Everyone's going through their own thing. But if you accept to take on that negativity and you can't find a way to let it bounce off you, then you've got to address that. That's with you. No one can make you feel a certain way. You choose to feel that way based on how you interpret situations. And this is part of that high performance focus, high performance routines. That's why it's important to get a lot of the key pillars in your life strengthened. For me, I feel stronger when I feel fitter. Simple. When I'm saving money and I know I've got something there where I'm going, I could always fall back and do that. Not fall back because it'll fail. As in, an opportunity comes up, I know I can take it because I know I've got that money there. Great. What do you think your brain starts looking for? Opportunities. The one thing your brain won't do when you don't have these sort of things set up is look for opportunities that need money. Why would your brain set yourself up to feel pain? It doesn't work like that. That's why it's important to get these things happening. You have to listen to your inner voice and not the one that's trying to protect you. You have to ask the question because we've all got inner voices. We've all got these voices that tell us different things. And sometimes it can be confusing. But when you stop, you listen and you realize, what are they actually doing? They're protecting me. They're there. I'm thankful for them. And have that conversation with it, with whatever voice is there saying, great, I appreciate the protection, but I want to do this. I want to try this. And I need you to help me find the solution for what I'm trying to achieve. Most people don't even contemplate the voices in their head. They don't contemplate this deep wired protection mechanism, this deeply wired mechanism to get everything you want. They just think their brains, oh, it's so confusing. I don't know what to do. No, you do. You're not listening. You're not quietening down and actually understanding what's going on. But as the leader of your business, as the leader of your life, as this conscious being, you need to start listening and realize the whole game is set up for you to win. And that's the exciting part of all of this. And speaking to these guys last week, speaking to these business owners, what was clear was they hadn't given themselves yet permission to move on, to start playing the game back on the front foot, to recalibrate the things that make them happy and start to put those pieces back into play. And for all of you out there that are going through a tough time because of the pandemic, it might be a tough time because situations have changed. It might be a tough time because what you thought today would be like isn't the way you thought it was a week, a month, or a decade ago. But you've got today and you've got the opportunity right now to start putting in your infrastructure, the things that you need to relaunch into whatever tomorrow brings. And while you don't need to wait for permission, sometimes it's just nice to be around positive people. And sometimes it's just nice to remember, I control my life. I control my business. And you have every right to give your dreams every opportunity to become reality. Whatever you need to do, go for it. I wish you the absolute best. See you all next week.
Well, that's the show for this week. Thanks for listening. And of course, if you head on over to backable.ai, you can access all the downloadables we've put together. Now, if you want to stay up to date with all things Backable and Philodemo, then make sure to join our Facebook group and follow us on one or all of the platforms you can find in the show description below. As always, if you have enjoyed this week's podcast, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. That's all from us for now. Have a great week, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Bye.